Well, the best way to block out the nonsense of the world is this question very, you know, pointedly actually says, is to study the Bible. You read it thoroughly. You test scripture against scripture to see, you know, the things that make sense, you know, to see what lies have actually been put out there, that kind of thing. You know, John 8, 31 and 32 actually says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Mm-hmm. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth, it'll set you free. And so, you know, knowing the truth of the Bible is what is going to help you to know the truth and separate it from the lies. It's as simple as that.
As simple as that, eh?
Yep.
Although I feel like when we're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel so simple, you know?
Yeah.
I think we do really, honestly, the majority of stuff like in the Bible is not, it's not complicated, but we make it complicated sometimes, you know? You know,
we really can, because we try to put our own spin on it. We try to like, well, I heard this at church somewhere sometime, and, or, you know, if I just work up enough gumption or whatever, you know, I'm going to like, really, that's not what Jesus is telling us to do in scripture. He's like, you know, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about me working through you.